You're listening to Fire Ecology Chats, a podcast series by the Association for Fire Ecology.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Fire Ecology Chats. This is a wonderful way to have you listen to the authors talk about their papers that they published in the journal Fire Ecology. Fire Ecology is an internationally renowned journal published by Springer Nature and overseen by the Association for Fire Ecology. Today, we're going to be talking about a really cool paper, one that I really found very interesting. The name of the paper is Long-Term Influence of Prescribed Burning on Subsequent Wildfire in an Old-Growth Coast Redwood Forest. And today, we have Sky Biblin to take time and come over and talk to us. Sky, you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, of course. Hi, my name's Sky Biblin. I conducted this research as a graduate student with San Jose State University, and I currently work for the California Wildfire and Forest Resilience Task Force. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for coming. I really appreciate your time today, and I'm sure everybody else does as well. Why don't you talk about why you came to do this study and write the paper?
Yeah, sure thing. I came in as a graduate student to San Jose State University and had this really unique opportunity, one of those unfortunate unique opportunities that comes from a sort of natural experiment created by a wildfire, where there was previous research done on the impacts of prescribed fire in an old growth coast redwood forest. And then all of those plots, along with the non-treated plots, were burned in a subsequent wildfire, which gave a really unique opportunity to go in and see if the goals of these prescribed burns were met. And additionally, it was an important place to conduct this study because there's sort of a lack of research that's been done on coast redwood forest, particularly in their southern range. And this was in the Santa Cruz Mountains south of San Francisco, where there's been very little research done on the impacts of prescribed fire and wildfire impacts on those redwood forests.
I'm sure the audience is really giddy to find out just exactly what you found out. Does prescribed burning actually reduce wildfire risk?
Yeah, so we found some really interesting results. Following wildfire, we found that areas previously treated with prescribed fire had higher percent canopy cover and coast redwood seedling recruitment, as well as lower percent tree mortality and top kill, lower stand density, and reduced surface fuel depth compared to the areas that were not treated with prescribed fire. Probably what was most interesting about these results is that these were older prescribed burn projects, at least 9 years conducted prior to the wildfire itself. This was really something that showed, even though we know prescribed fires really need ongoing maintenance and repeated treatments in most forest types, there's still, even if they're modest impacts, that are still being found years later that mean these projects are well worthwhile regardless.
That's great. There's so much being published on the efficacy of prescribed burning these days. It's good to finally see that indeed prescribed burning actually helps these very important ecosystems. How can your results be used in management as activities or whatever? What do you think?
You know, I would say this just adds to that larger set of literature that is showing that prescribed fire and beneficial fire at large are really tools we need to lean on heavier to deal with our accumulated fuel loads that have come from fire suppression and removal of cultural burning and all these things that have gotten to this heavily fuel loaded forests. And prescribed fire is cost effective and really beneficial for the ecosystem tool that also protects communities. And what we've seen here are that these benefits can maybe even have a extended or, you know, longer term prolonged period of effect than we maybe once thought. I would say that this is also something for researchers that we should probably look into further. The project we worked on looked at areas with older prescribed fires, but what it lacked to do was look at areas where we've had repeated treatments. And we've seen that in other forest types where the real benefit comes in when we're going in and maintaining these prescribed fire treatments, either with repeated prescribed fire or other methods to keep those fuel loads down. But we haven't really seen that level of repeated treatments in a coast redwood forest. So I'm really hoping that someone is able to pick up the torch and find an area that they can look to see what those long-term impacts are in those areas that get those repeated treatments. As implementers, this is, I think, just one more confirmation to get good fire on the ground.
Yeah, I think that's really important. And I love the fact that you're emphasizing the word repeated prescribed burning, because one burn doesn't do it, doesn't cut the mustard. So this is a very important take-home message that I got from your paper. Sky, I want to thank you for coming on and sharing your stuff and findings with the Fire Ecology readers. Would you like to acknowledge your co-authors and any funding agencies?
Yeah, I would. I would like to acknowledge my co-authors, Dr. Will Russell and Dr. Kate Wilkin from San Jose State University and the university's Wildfire Interdisciplinary Research Center. I also wanted to put a special thank you to California State Parks, who've been at the forefront of prescribed burning for decades. And they'd actually been using prescribed fire to manage Big Basin redwood forests since 1978. This is where the research was conducted. And lastly, I'd like to thank Save the Redwoods League and the Kiwanis Club of San Jose, who provided funding that made this project possible.
Thanks again, Sky, for your time. You have just heard Sky Biblin talk about fire in the Redwood Coast Redwood Forest. And if this really interests you, you know what? You can download the paper for free. That's right. Sky and his group have already paid the freight for the publishing of this paper. So you can download it for free from our Fire Ecology website and do that right now because we have millions of copies for you. I'd like to say goodbye and encourage everyone to go ahead and tune in to our next Fire Ecology Chats.
Thank you for listening to Fire Ecology Chats, a podcast series by the Association for Fire Ecology. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to our show and leave us a review. To learn more about fire ecology and support our future work by becoming a member, visit fireecology.org. FIRECOLOGY.org